vaccine development historically relies on antibody responses. Vaccines generally are meant to boost the immune response and to help the body fight off a coming attack from any kind of virus, you know, mumps, measles, smallpox, polio. And having a strong antibody response has tended to be the secret of success for most vaccines. So it's been very much the target for AIDS vaccine research and development for lo these many years.
Now, as we learned in school, if you get a virus or you get bacteria, the antibodies come out and fight it. But this new research takes a much deeper look at what antibodies do. Is that right?
Not only do they take a look at what antibodies do, but a lot of the research has been focusing on the actual structure of the HIV virus itself. And as we learn more about how the virus is structured, that may help us unlock how to develop a vaccine. So a lot of the work has been around trying to use very high-tech methodologies to better understand the virus itself. And I think what's exciting, as we sit here in 2010, we're able to bring to bear science that didn't exist and technologies that didn't exist 5, 10, 15 years ago. So what we're seeing now are the beginnings of the fruits of technological labor applied to the AIDS vaccine effort. And it's really just the beginning. We need to see a great deal more of that done to really unlock the promise of science.
Do we know why the antibody response is slower for HIV than, for example, the flu?
There are lots of theories around. I mean, what we do know is that HIV is highly, you know, mutating. So it's constantly changing to evade the immune system, which makes it very hard to lock down the immune response and a vaccine to help boost that immune response. And, you know, there are other elements of HIV being a very complex structure. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that the early work around antibodies looked at the very outer coatings of the virus, at the tip of the virus, and some of these new findings, these new discoveries in the last 6 months of new targets, new antibodies, actually come from different segments of the virus that are actually much closer to the surface. And again, we don't know exactly what to make of this and how to apply that to a vaccine yet, but the work now is to try to take advantage of these new targets, because if we had one or two neutralizing antibody targets before, we have three new ones in the last 6 months. So these are entirely new targets and new opportunities for vaccine research.
If there was a way to get the human immune system up to speed, in other words, get the antibody response out there quicker, does the human immune system have the ability to defeat HIV?
Well, it hasn't yet. Although there are, you know, some interesting examples. You know, there are people in groups who've been seen immunologically to be called long-term non-progressors or elite controllers. These are individuals who are infected with HIV, who take no antiretroviral therapy, but whose immune responses do control the virus for many years, and hence the term elite controllers. There is good evidence that for some people, and it's a very small number of people, there can be this control. So the question really becomes, what is unique about their bodies, about their immune systems, and how do we replicate that in a vaccine that might help defeat HIV? Similarly, we do have evidence in animal studies to see that animals, monkeys that are infected with the simian equivalent of HIV, they control SIV, the simian immune deficiency virus. And again, how do you translate those experiences with those monkeys into humans and developing a vaccine that might replicate that in a human body? So we're really at a point right now in AIDS vaccine research, more than ever before, I think, where it's a question of how do you translate these key concepts, these observations, these findings from different systems, human and otherwise. How do you translate these new neutralizing antibody findings? How do you translate them into vaccine design and vaccine development? And that's really the next big step forward, using all of these new tools and technologies. I think you can look back on the last 3 months of 2009 and the first 3 months of 2010 and really say, we're in a new world in AIDS vaccine research. Does it mean we have a vaccine around the corner? No, but it does mean that we have more kind of bricks in the foundation on which we need to build a vaccine than we've ever had.